Okay, what I want to talk today is basically about how we can manage nitrogen relative to reducing particularly two things, nitrous oxide emissions and nitrate leaching. So how can we better improve our greenhouse gases and environmental impacts like nitrate leaching? One of the points is that you can't just look at the nitrogen cycle. And when I'm going to show you some results that basically from a greenhouse gas point of view, you might actually not have an impact on N2O with some of these managements, but have a bigger impact on soil carbon sequestration. So when you look at the total greenhouse gas emissions, you've got to look at the carbon and the nitrogen simultaneously, or you're not going to get the full picture. So management of nitrogen, I think, is very important for reducing greenhouse gases, but you've got to look at the carbon side simultaneously. So the importance of nitrogen, obviously, from what I'm going to talk about, what kind of things can we do to manage nitrogen better to reduce our greenhouse gases and environmental impacts like nitrate leaching, what are the mitigation strategies, and I'm going to talk about observational and modeling studies to suggest what we can do. I think there's lots of things we can do, but we need a lot more data, just like the previous talk, that we don't have enough data to say how that's going to work with all these different systems, unfortunately. But that's where we need models also. Okay, the nitrogen cycle is really quite open. That's one of the things that's very interesting and difficult about nitrogen. You put it in as inorganic levels, different ways you can put the inorganic levels in. You've got the biological fixation, and then you get the N inputs organically. And then you lose nitrogen all these different ways. You can lose it as ammonia, nitrous oxide, N2, or nitrate out the bottom. And then we have the crop taking it out. Typically, most studies that I've worked with, that when you do these long-term N budgets, 30 to 50% of the nitrogen goes out on the crop. And one of the interesting things is that when you add nitrogen organically, you get about the same loss in the crop. But what really is different when you add it organically versus inorganically is that you get more accumulation of nitrogen in the soil if you add it organically and less of the losses. So the it really matters, this issue of inorganic, organic, because it affects the losses and where the nitrogen goes in the system. Nitrous oxide has clearly been going up in the last 800,000 years, it's the last 100 years when you see it continually going up. No question about us having an impact. The nitrate leaching is a big issue in many places. 20 to 30% of the nitrogen we apply in the Corn Belt could potentially be going down to the Gulf of Mexico and causing eutrophication problems. So we need to be able to manage that. And loss mitigation options. So ones that we think are viable, a slow-release fertilizer, nitrification inhibitors, fertigation, adding the nitrogen with the water, how you apply the nitrogen and when you apply it relative to the crop, crop cover crops, and then compost. And all of these have an impact. I'm going to talk about three of them, the ones in red, slow-release fertilizer, nitrification inhibitors, and cover crops. A meta-analysis recently, we saw similar results in the previous talk, that about a 40% reduction in N2O with nitrification inhibitors for many studies. In the study that we did in Colorado, we got about the 40% reduction, but we didn't get any increase in nitrogen up in the crop, or any increase in yields. So it was fine for N2O, but it didn't help the crop or the farmer very much. Another study that was from the GraceNet effort was in Iowa, and there you found the opposite, that basically there was no effect of these nitrification inhibitors and specialized additions. You could actually get more N2O or less, depending on the year. And it looked like in this study, the issue was more the ammonia cycle, in that these enhanced fertilizers might have reduced ammonia loss and actually had more nitrogen getting into the crop and increased yield. So here we are, Colorado, we don't see the crop having an effect where we did in Iowa. So where you are and how you rotate, all the rotations make a difference. It's no simple one answer to this. The model that I work with is a descent model. It's used extensively around the world to do soil carbon, plant production. It focuses on the nitrogen, greenhouse gas, and soil carbon cycling. It is the model that's used by EPA to do assessment on nitrous oxide and carbon changes in the U.S. agriculture. We've tested it extensively, so some of the results I'm going to show you. This is just a graph for many, many different systems. We've actually tested the model for more than 100 sites for both soil carbon, nitrous oxide, and crop yields. This is some interesting results that we've got. We attempted to say, okay, how can we reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the global scale? So we ran this model everywhere in the world where agriculture is growing, so all of the main regions of the world, for corn, wheat, and soybeans. And all the way on the left is the baseline, and what we looked at is N2O total, changes in soil carbon, the greenhouse gases from producing fertilizer. So we're looking at the total greenhouse gas emissions using the different factors to put them all together. So you can see that the brown bar is the total, the red one is the N2O total. We looked at nitrification inhibitors, split and fertilizer, 70% reduction, no-till and no-till plus inhibitors. Basically, the interesting thing, we reduce, if you look at the brown bar, when we go to the nitrification inhibitor, split fertilizer, we reduce N2O emission, or the total greenhouse gases, but the main effect is through soil carbon. So we effectively, according to these simulations, had more efficient use of the nitrogen, more production, more carbon going in the soil. So the major effect at the totals level was in the soil carbon, not in the necessarily in the nitrous oxide, even though we were managing for the nitrogen. The worst one is the 70% of nitrogen. There we actually got increases in greenhouse gases, and it was not because of N2O, which we did reduce, but the soil carbon went up. Instead of storing carbon, we lost carbon because we put less carbon in the soil because we had less yield. So this is not a scenario that's going to help anybody who's reducing fertilizer. It's hurting the total greenhouse gas. The best strategy was no-till with inhibitors. Nitrate leaching, I'll talk a little bit about that. The model's been tested with nitrate leaching data from lots of agricultural sites. This is from the Mid-Atlantic, Paul Adler and some of our work. If you look on the left, it's all the way, it's if you have no cover crops in the winter. So we're looking at adding cover crops from no cover crops all the way to one every winter, or one every year, sorry. And what the results show, if you look to the left, we see in all cases the nitrate leaching is reduced as we add different combinations of cover crops. So we, as expected, we get this reduction in nitrate leaching. The one that had the biggest reduction was actually no biomass removal and having a cover crop every winter. That's all the way on the right. So again, here's an interaction of nitrogen. You put more carbon in the system and you stabilize more nitrogen and you get less nitrate leaching. So you can't look at the nitrogen without looking at the carbon. And we're looking at this with Paul to help better manage with the nitrate leaching problem in the Chesapeake. And field data from Iowa, looking at this effective cover crops on nitrate leaching. You can see you got from 30 to 50% reduction in nitrate leaching with this winter cover crop. We think that winter cover crops, as it gets warmer and we get a longer growing season during the winter, potentially, even have a bigger potential to help in nitrogen management. Conclusions. On average, nitrification inhibitors and slow-release fertilizers reduce N2O, but not in all systems. It's much more complicated. So when we model it, we're going to have to look at the cultivation system, all of those systems, and we're going to get different results in different systems. Experimental results and model simulations that cover crops can reduce nitrate leaching. I think this is one of those win-win situations. Cover crops really help the soil carbon model, and they help the nitrate leaching. Longer growing season, cover crops are going to be potentially a more adaptation and definitely something we want to promote. A limited number of field studies and modeling studies suggest that cover crops have little impact on N2O. So we might not be helping N2O, but we clearly could help the nitrate leaching. And we're putting more carbon in the system when we do this with these cover crops, so you can get denitrification potentially going up. So this game is tricky because you change one thing and then you alter something else. Thank you.